Welcome to Dentists, Implants, and Worms, helping you navigate the world of dentistry one vodka soda at a time. As always, from day one, this episode is brought to you by Boyd's Wine and Spirits on Mount Rushmore Road in Rapid City, South Dakota. The finest selection of bourbon and wine for miles around with cold beer, a growler station, and rock bottom prices. Now, here are your co-hosts, Drs. Justin Moody and Randy Huska.
Welcome to another session of Dentists, Implants, and Worms, helping you navigate the world of dentistry one vodka soda at a time. We again are always sponsored by Boyd's Wine and Spirits, Mount Rushmore Road, Rapid City, South Dakota. Best selection of bourbon in the western South Dakota. Unbelievable prices in our growler station. So stop at Boyd's Wine and Spirits, Mount Rushmore Road. All right, we got a great podcast today. We've got Zach Almond from Apex Payment Solutions. He is the co-founder and operating officer for this company. Welcome to the podcast, Zach.
Thanks for having me on, Justin.
Yeah, of course, of course. Last time I saw you, you were at the Voices of Dentistry. If you remember any of that incident.
I don't, but that's okay. Let's move on.
tell us about your company and how it got started.
Yeah, sure. So I'm a practicing dentist as well. I bought my practice with a partner at the end of 2013, and one of our immediate needs and concerns was to drive down the overhead, because the practice was operating at like a 73% or 75% overhead. At this point, I can't even remember. But it was super high. We had huge bills to pay, staff costs. We were, just sweating bullets. So I've always been kind of a numbers guy, looking at the where we can trim the fat, things like that. And one of the immediate concerns was merchant services. And I didn't understand it, but I knew that's something we should look at, because it's a pretty easy cost savings. And my banker was like, oh yeah, just use PNC Merchant Services because you have your loan through them. Well, luckily I had a friend from my time in the military when we lived down in Charleston, South Carolina, who had started a merchant services company in the health, or not in the healthcare space, but in the like bar and restaurant services. And I was like, hey, help me understand these numbers. I don't understand what I'm looking at. I was like, tell me if I'm wrong, but merchant services is merchant services, right? You just sign up with whoever and you get charged the same rate. He was like, oh, hell no, that's not how this works. And so we kind of like looked into it, and he's like, we can, like, he had never looked at anything in the dental space, but he's like, it looks like they're just really taking advantage of you guys as dentists. He's like, why don't you help me understand the dental space? I'll help you understand merchant services, and we can at least make it work in your office. So we did that for like 2 years, kind of beta testing, if you will, or running the merchant services company through my office. And we were like, hey, I think we have something here, like that we can really offer to friends and family, just like our friends and colleagues, to make them more profitable in their practice. And we had kind of been testing this online suite of tools as well to help increase collections in the office, just create different ways to take payments for patients. And so January 1st, 2016, we formally formed Apex Payment Solutions, rolled it out to just a few close classmates and friends. And then, since then, it's just been a rocket ship kind of taken off as we gained kind of reputation in the space, and people recognize, hey, it's a transparent company. They're doing right by dentists. Our growth has just been phenomenal, unexpected, and unbelievable on some levels. But it all goes back to kind of the core mission statement of doing right by my colleagues and treating my colleagues like I treat my patients. And that's like doing the best for them, so that way I can sleep at night knowing that I'm not taking advantage of them. We provide education, we provide ongoing support, and just creating a dental culture within the merchant services space has been always our goal. And at the core of that is our customer service, being ultra responsive And having team members on our team, the sales team, the support team, that have worked in dental offices, that know the pain points that come up throughout the day and know how to navigate those pain points to help our offices run more efficiently.
Tell me about, what do you think is your, I think the number one thing is for the dental office to actually understand about their services. So many of us, myself, prior to us using Apex, is, you really just contact your bank and they set you up with something and you just feel like that's what you pay, right? Like it's part of,
right?
It's part of doing a business. What is it that, dive into it a little bit, what did you find that made it better for the doctors?
Sure. So at the very core of it, it's looking at your effective rate. Okay. So what that means is how much do you pay merchant services fees based off of how much did you process that month? And because at the end of the day, we all want to save money. We're getting squeezed from both sides, right? We're getting squeezed from insurance companies on reimbursements. We're getting squeezed from supply companies on supply costs and supply chain issues. So our profit margins are ever decreasing. And so we're trying to claw some of that back by reducing the merchant services fees, right? So when you look at your statements, there's multiple different ways that merchant services companies can spin it to you. They can say, oh, we're gonna put you on a tiered plan. We're gonna put you on a flat rate plan. We're gonna put you on a surcharging plan, things like that. But what you need to look at is, end of the day, how much are you paying in fees for how much you process that month? And that's called your effective rate. So what we saw when we started in 2016, the average effective rate for a dental office was somewhere between 2.6 to 2.9%. And we've seen effective rates as high as 4.5%, 5%. I mean, Taylor, didn't you have a 7% one at some point? I mean, it's just ridiculously wide swings based off of, well, what does the bank think they can get away with? Or can they raise your rate slowly over time, lock you in at this low rate, and then over time it just creeps up and up and up. So what we saw was an immediate effect. We could lower the office overhead by almost a full percent off of your overhead. And that's crazy when you think about it, because what we were doing is we brought in straightforward interchange plus pricing, which drops the office's effective rates. So for 2021, over 95% of our clients were processing between 1.8 and 2.1%. So on the average office processing $400,000 to $500,000 a year, I mean, that's a savings of 1%. You're looking at $4,000 to $5,000 a year that you're saving just in merchant services fees. And that goes straight back into the dentist's pocket. And that by changing nothing, we're not changing we're increasing your functionality and your profitability in the practice and providing better customer service. So in the beginning, that's what we were really focused on, is saving money. And so once we locked that in, we locked that piece in, and we started looking at, okay, what are other ways that we can improve the practices processes, right? And so we have an online platform of tools that allows you to increase your profitability by increasing case acceptance and making it easier for patients to say yes to your treatment. And we do that through automated payment plan management software. We do that through hosted payment pages, which gives your patients the option to pay online at any point in time. We have encrypted card storage for balance billing, so that way your front office doesn't have to go chasing down Mary Smith after insurance comes back and she still owes $20. It's this whole ecosystem of time savings and cost savings that compounds to make your practice more profitable. And so on top of the cost savings that we provide, we're also improving processes. And we just have top-notch customer service too. We provide the platform training in an ongoing support role. As you bring on new team members, we train them up at no additional cost anytime. It's just really concierge customer service. When you need us, we're there.
We're still in a customer service business, right? Like, and I think that in A's world, those that have gone back to that and really do take care of their customers are ultimately still going to win over time.
And
what we found is that people will look and maybe act on lower fees or something else, but when they have no customer service or when they have when it's not easy to do, then you'll go back and you'll even pay more money to have that customer service. And I like this, like you have the low rate, you got the great customer service, the platform. I love how patients can pay online through text messages. Like that's how we function today, right? Like it's mm-hmm. it's today's world.
Yeah. I mean, it is, especially like the text to pay and the online payments. It's like we do that all the time with like gas bills, cable bills. You don't want to like have to call into the cable company between the hours of 8 and 5 to pay your bill. Like that's asinine. Like why should our patients be expected to do that?
Or do you want to talk to these people? Like,
Yeah. And why would we expect our front office to drop what they're doing to take a phone call to take a payment when the patient can just do it automatically online? And that way your front desk is being more efficient with their time. They're running invoices, they're sending out statements, they're checking in patients. They don't have to drop what they're doing to take a payment because it's happening automatically. And the nice thing about our platform is with either the text to pay, the automated payment plan software, or the hosted payment page, or in-office payments, it all funnels into the same funding. So you're not chasing down multiple statements. You're not looking at this email or this login over here, or this login over here. We have a single unified login, and it shows all of the payments that funnel in from all of those different sources. So it's easy to reconcile your end of day. Like it takes me 5 minutes in the morning to reconcile the end of day reports from the night before. And it also gives me more control over the process as well, because I have those payments. I can see what is happening in my practice from a payments perspective in real time from any location that's connected to the internet, because our platform is cloud-based.
Yeah, I love it. How many people does it take? Like, how many people you have working for you now?
Well, so there's different layers of support, because we built this in for us. So like, oh, Taylor, what do we have? 10 on the sales support team. No, that's not right.
I feel like it changes every other day. We're adding people all the time.
Yeah, we just added 2 more to the direct team. Like on the secondary support team, we have over 50 support, like just dedicated support team members that handle kind of like after hours back end kind of reporting issues. So like if you have an issue with a chargeback or fraud, things like that, we have like a risk department that is in place that is kind of at the higher level of the processing. But like directly on our team, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like five support team heads and 5 client engagement specialists, as well as the leadership team. So like that's just like on our direct apex level. And so and then like, at the global level, because every processor, like we process on the same level as PNC, Bank of America, all the big guys, like we're on the same level and we have access to the same level of support that they use. So here's the difference, like Bank of America, PNC, all the big guys, they don't have their own support teams. They just funnel directly to the global processor. What Apex provides is a go-between between you and the global processor. Basically, like our team goes to bat and advocates for you guys if there are any issues. And that's why we're ultra responsive. Because with most other companies, you're making a request for, hey, can you get me this statement? Or hey, can you explain this charge to me? It takes them anywhere from 48 hours to a week to even get back to you via email. And so what our response time is less than 2 hours. And so we're like, boom, we're Johnny on the spot with answers. And we're advocating for you guys to get your issues resolved as quickly as possible.
Yeah, that's awesome. What the problem is that like we've now got a podcast that actually has content, which is not normally what I have on my podcast.
I'm familiar. I'm listening.
I know. Well, I was trying to get Huska to get in here, but he doesn't get in until this afternoon. So, tell me a little bit about the surcharge program. But I know we're a little bit out of time, but talk about your surcharge program.
So the surcharging program, I actually love. It's something that's newer to the dental industry, and there's a lot of hesitancy for doctors to kind of come on board with it because of the stigma that has historically been there with it. They say, oh no, you know, I would never charge my patient the credit card fees. Why would I do that? I'll just raise my fees. Well, in 90% of dental practices across America, you can't just do that because you're tied to your PPO fees or your in-network fees. You can't raise your fees. And the whole premise behind that is stupid anyways. What do you mean you won't charge your patient your credit card fees? When you say, I'll just raise my crown fee to cover that cost, you're still charging them the fee in a roundabout way. So with the surcharging program, where this has been really popular is it really came on in the service industry, restaurants, tourism, things like that, where what you're doing is you are passing the credit card fees onto the patient or onto the client. And the whole reason behind that is credit card companies are really savvy, right? They're going to offer more and more rewards to these people to get them to use our card. But they're not absorbing those costs. They're passing those on to the merchant. So the dental office, in this case, by charging you a higher interchange rate. So you're going to pay higher fees to give the patient the rewards. What the surcharging program does is it gives the patient the option. Yes. And we're all about options in dentistry, right? Like when we treatment plan, I'm going to give you option A, B, and C. I'm going to educate you on each of the options, and then we're going to figure out what's the best solution for you. The surcharging program takes that philosophy and just applies it to payments. Because with surcharging, if the patient wants to pay with a credit card, okay, they pay the 3.5% fee. Well, if they say, well, I don't want to pay the credit card fee, okay, that's fine. If you pay with a debit card, we'll pay your fee. Because the debit card fees are like 0.4 to 0.75 or 0.8%. It's minuscule. It's totally absorbable. But they can also pay with cash or check and avoid any of the fees. So you're giving the patient three different ways to pay with, you know, different risks and benefits. And that way you can kind of spin it to the patient too. It's like if they're like, well, why are you charging me the credit card fees? It's like, well, Mrs. Smith, we can completely avoid that by you paying with a debit card. Well, I don't want to pay with my debit card because then I don't get points. Okay, well, if you'd like your points, then you'll have to pay for the points. You know, it's not a free lunch. But the nice thing about our surcharging program is you can try it out, like at no risk. Like if you do the surcharging program, we provide you with a state-of-the-art Clover terminal at no cost to you. And you can use the surcharging program. And what we have found with our surcharging clients, the effective rate, because some people do use the debit cards and there's, you know, the monthly security fees that come with it, your effective rate is like 0.75% or lower. I mean, it's typically lower, but I always like to underpromise and overdeliver. But so you're paying less than a percent compared to where you were paying 2.5-3%, and you're getting free equipment. Now, if your patients push back on it heavily, which they don't, nobody has. Like I'm going to make that statement. No office that has gone with the surcharging program has switched back to the traditional processing method. But if they do, it's the flip of a switch on our back end, and we can convert you back to the normal processing method at our already low rates. So it gives you the option of test driving it and seeing if it works in your practice. And I will tell you this, nobody has switched back because it is becoming so commonplace across all other industries that it's almost an expectation. Actually, with the surcharging program that we offer, it's different than what's called cash discounting. Like what you see in beach towns, like I just went to Folly Beach. Every place down there just charged a flat 3.5% fee, no matter what type of card you use. But with our surcharging program, you're giving the patient the option of avoiding the fees by using a debit card. So you're giving them an out, and you're also taking the blame and the responsibility for the credit card fees off of you and putting it back on the credit card company. Because you can be like, look, we can avoid these fees. I will pay your fees if you use a debit card. But if you want to use a credit card company, the credit card company is going to charge you. boom, it's just as simple as that. And like I said, we have had zero pushback. A lot of offices, this really started to come about, I would say about a year ago, is when we rolled ours out because we saw the change in the industry. But this has always been a question in dentistry. Hey, how do you pass your fees on to your patients? Is anybody doing this? And it was almost like you were an outcast if you were even considering it. But that conversation has changed. A conversation has changed in dentistry and even in, you know, social media, like a lot more people are doing it. And I can tell you, we are getting a lot more interest in it and a lot of happy offices because they are either completely eliminating their fees or greatly reducing their fees. And it's just simple. It's just an easy conversation to have. It's just taking the leap. It's like switching from amalgam to composite in the 90s. Like, this is the direction that dentistry is going. And if you want to have some cost savings and put some money back into your pocket, this is what we need to do to adopt.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and you're exactly right. Like, you're seeing companies collect these surcharges all across the board. And, you know, the first time, I can promise you, the first time the patient runs into this is not going to be at the dental office. They're already aware of this, right, in some other fields, and dentistry is no different. You know, it's also like, I liken it to so many people when they finance something in house, you know, they don't charge any interest. Well, no one owes money and expects it to be zero, right? You know, so like there's a cost of money, and that's the same as this processing. And I love how you give them a choice. You can avoid it altogether. You can pay cash. You can get out your 1980s checkbook, or you can use your debit card.
Right.
I love it.
But I still carry a checkbook.
What's that?
I still carry a checkbook, but I actually don't. Well, My wife does.
I have one in my backpack on the rare occasion that I. Well, I know from our standpoint, you guys coming in and helping us at New Horizons has been it's been a real eye opener for us as far as looking at those fees, because so many of our patients, that's how they pay today, right? Like, I remember, you know, in the late 90s when I went back to Nebraska to practice, which is probably a little more check based anyway, but payment. Credit card. Like, I think I'm not even sure we had a processing center for the first 2 or 3 years when I was in practice. And I look at that same practice today, and I'm at 60% that I don't know that number, but I bet it's 60-80% people still swiping their card, and versus where it used to be just everybody got their checkbook out, which, you know, is still great because there's no fees. So, I appreciate you being in business, and appreciate your support of Implant Pathways and our courses, and we'll get the word out, because I think that I do believe that dentists take care of other dentists, and if you do that, I think that's great karma, and we appreciate everything that you're doing.
When I ran
through, well, yeah, I appreciate you guys too, and I know Taylor has really kind of taken to this the clinic that you guys are in. So we really appreciate your partnership as well.
Yeah, for sure. Could can you confirm that you'll be at Voices of Dentistry this year?
I will not be, unfortunately. Oh, I have another commitment. Nope. Yeah, I know. I will not be there.
All right. Well, you're lucky Huska's not on here to berate you about that.
I know.
Hey, man, I appreciate your time. I appreciate you coming on the podcast to talk about this. And we will run into you again in the future, for sure.
For sure. Thank you very much.
You bet. Thanks, Zach. I appreciate it. For Dennis Implants and Worms, we will catch you on the next episode. Cheers.
Cheers.
That concludes another episode of Dentists, Implants, and Worms. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for telling a friend and throwing 5 stars at us on iTunes. Catch you on another episode. And don't forget the fireball. Cheers.